Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting third. The left fielder, Guy Curtwright. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ralph Hodgson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Humphries. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Johnny Humphries. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Skeeter Newsom. Batting second. The center fielder, George Metkovich. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Culberson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Tony Lupien. Batting eighth. The catcher, Roy Partee. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Yank Terry. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Yank Terry. And now, play ball. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a pop-up towards third. Tabor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Curtwright moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a fly ball into left field. Curtwright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Curtwright. Metkovich reaches second base with a double. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson strikes out. Two outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Metkovich scores. Tabor moves to second. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr takes first base on ball 4. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Tabor moves to third. Doerr moves to second. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien hits a fly ball into left field. Curtwright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fox. Hodgson reaches second base with a double. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hodgson moves to third. Callaway moves to second. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell is walked intentionally. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hodgin scores. Callaway moves to third. QL moves to second. One out. It's White Sox, 1, Red Sox, 1. Johnny Humphries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphries hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Metkovich. Humphries reaches second base with a double. Callaway scores. QL scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-1 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Humphries moves to third. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-1 in the game. Tucker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fox. Tucker reaches second base with a double. Humphries scores. It's 4-1, White Sox. Lou Lucier now pitching. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Curtwright hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Lucier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lucier hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lucier for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-1 in the game. Newsom hits a fly ball into left field. Curtwright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor juggles the ball. That's an error on Tabor. Appling moves to second. Ralph Hodgin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgin is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Hodgin bunts towards the mound. Lucier fields it and throws to first for the out. Appling moves to third. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Partee settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. QL hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 0-1 in the game. Culberson hits a ball on the ground towards second. Callaway scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tabor hits a fly ball into left field. Curtwright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Tresh hits a fly ball into left field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Humphries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphries is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Humphries hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Doerr hits a fly ball into left field. Kurt Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Kurt Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0-for-1 in the game. Lupien hits a fly ball into left field. Kurt Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Guy Kurt Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurt Wright is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kurt Wright takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kurt Wright moves to third. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hodgen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kurt Wright scores. Appling moves to third. It's 5-1, White Sox. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Culberson. Callaway reaches second base with a double. Appling scores. Hodgen moves to third. It's 6-1, White Sox. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. QL hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hodgen scores. Callaway moves to third. One out. It's 7-1, White Sox. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lucier fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Humphries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphries is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Humphries hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lucier fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 0-for-1 in the game. Partee hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Lucier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lucier is 0 for 1 in the game. Lucier hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0 for 2 in the game. Newsom hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Lucier moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Metkovich hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lucier moves to third. Newsom moves to second. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 0 for 2 in the game. Culberson hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lucier scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 7-2, White Sox. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tabor hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Moses hits a fly ball into left field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Tucker hits a fly ball into left field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Curtwright takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a fly ball into left field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Doerr hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Fox hits a line drive towards short. Appling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0 for 2 in the game. Lupien hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hodgson hits a line drive into left field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Callaway hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. QL hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Tresh hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. QL moves to second. Johnny Humphries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphries is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Humphries strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 0-for-2 in the game. Partee takes first base on ball 4. Lou Lucier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lucier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lucier hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-3 in the game. Newsom hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Metkovich hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lucier fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Tucker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tucker. The throw from Partee and he is out, Doerr applying the tag. Two outs. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurtwright is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Kurtwright takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr misplays the ball. That's an error on Doerr. Kurtwright moves to third. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Appling. The throw from Partee and he is safe. Appling steals second. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hodgson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Culberson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodgson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Tabor hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Doerr hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-3, White Sox. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0-for-3 in the game. Lupien hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Partee takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to third. Lupien moves to second. Joe Cronin pinch hits for Lou Lucier. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin takes first base on ball 4. Fox scores. Lupien moves to third. Partee moves to second. It's 7-4, White Sox. Joe Haynes now pitching. Oscar Judd pinch runs for Roy Partee. Eddie Lake pinch runs for Joe Cronin. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0 for 4 in the game. Newsom hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Conroy now catching. Pinky Woods now pitching. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Callaway hits a pop-up towards short. Newsom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. QL is hit by the pitch. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Conroy for a passed ball. QL moves to second. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom misplays the ball. That's an error on Newsom. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Metkovich hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Culberson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodgen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tabor hits a line drive into left field. Kurt Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Doerr hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kurt Wright. Doerr reaches second base with a double. Culberson moves to third. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's White Sox, 7, Red Sox, 7. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Lupien hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Moses hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Tucker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 3 walks. Curtwright strikes out. 2 outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Conroy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conroy takes first base on ball 4. Pinky Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods bunts and there's an error on the play. Conroy moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-5 in the game. Newsom bunts towards the mound. Haynes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. Metkovich hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Metkovich reaches second base with a double. Conroy scores. Woods moves to third. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 7. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.